Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Getting set for the starters to be introduced for the Warriors here at Chase Center. By the way, Tom Tolbert not with us tonight. Underwent a minor medical procedure. He will join us on Sunday. So we hope that he has himself in a nice, comfortable fashion. Probably with a beverage, I'm assuming. And so look forward to seeing Tommy out here at Chase on Sunday. Well, the Denver Nuggets under Coach Michael Malone, they are 38-20. They have won 18 of their last 22. Michael Porter Jr. starts alongside Aaron Gordon. Nikola Jokic inside. Jokic is leading the league in double-doubles with 51. He is second in triple-doubles with 15, has 56 in his career, 10th in scoring, 11th in the steals, and 4th in assists, as well as being one of the best rebounders in the association, and he draws a lot of fouls. Very clever player. Have to keep your eyes on the Joker. Well, Barton will start at one guard spot, the 9-year pro out of Memphis, and Facundo Campazzo, the 5'10 rookie, 30 years of age, the Argentinian who's been playing overseas in the ACB. Last time he matched up with Steph Curry, got right up underneath him, annoyed Steph a little bit. Steph went for 53. So Denver comes in averaging 115 a night, the fourth leading scoring team in the league. Their offensive rating is a little bit higher than that. They don't play fast. They're 28th in pace at 97.3, and they're an average defensive team. 15th in defensive rating, 111.7. The Warriors have won 5 of the last 7 against Denver. Warriors come in with the 7th rated defense in the association, 109-8. Doesn't get enough attention. But let's get the starters right now. The fans are back at Chase Center. Here is Franco Finn.
Let's get hyped and make some noise. Get ready to meet and greet your Golden State Warriors. It is night NBA season from Michigan State, number 23, Draymond Green. Playing in his 7th year out of Kansas, number 22, Andrew Wiggins. In his 6th NBA season out of UCLA, number 5, Kevon Looney. Playing in his 2nd year out of Kentucky, number 15, Michael Mulder. And now your Western Conference Player of the Week, number 30, Stephen Curry.
He's also the league's leading scorer, and you can hear the fans in the background. It's great to hear that. I know we had artificial noise for most of the season. Nah, not even close. Not even close to this. There's an energy level in this building that has yet to be felt throughout the campaign. And again, around 2,000 fans we expect to be in here tonight, right about what the Warriors wanted and expected. So we're happy for that. Let's go downstairs. So Stephen Curry is going to address the fans who are here. So Stephen Curry will take the microphone right now.
All we got to say is it's great to see you guys in the stands. We miss your energy. We miss your passion. And thank you for your patience and sticking with us through this unprecedented situation. It's great to see y'all back. On behalf of my team, coaches, the whole organization, tonight's a very special night. We want to thank Kim Scott, the GM of Chase Center, for putting this all together. Hope you guys enjoy the experience. Appreciate the support. Let's get it.
And Stephen Curry gets the first of what could be many ovations tonight with the way this crowd is hyped up. So we're set to go. Warriors wearing their bay bright yellow uniforms with a blue trim. No bridge on this jersey, just the opening of where the Golden Gate Bridge would be. The Marin Highlands on one side, San Francisco on the other. Denver wearing red uniforms with a Rocky Mountain splashed across the front, a tricolor stripe on the back, white letters, white numbers on the backside. They have a number on the front that's above the mountains that says Denver below them. Zach Zarba out of Brooklyn. He is our crew chief tonight. Went to SUNY New Paltz. Never thought I'd work a SUNY New Paltz reference into an NBA broadcast, but there it is. Aaron Smith, who's from Philadelphia, went to Westchester University. He's alongside Matt Bowen, our third official. Warriors will be going left to right on your radio dial. So starts the stretch to end the regular season. 9 of 13 at home. Let's see what the Warriors could do. Tonight, transition to key. Get out and run. Denver, one of the worst defensive transition teams in the league. But they're one of the best rebounding teams in the league. That's my point number two. Hans Gruber in Die Hard said, shoot the glass. The Warriors have to crash the glass tonight in order to win this game. And stay out. And the bigs have to stay out of foul trouble. Jokic very, very clever. Looney wins the tip back to Draymond. Wiggins to handle. We are underway. On the bounce, Draymond Green. Outside left finds Mulder. He's open off a pin down. Three ball, it's up and good, and the truth is out there. And the Warriors get the first bucket. Capazzo with it. Down the right sideline. Cut off by Curry. Throws to Jokic. He's at the high post. Loves to work there. That's his office. Barton steps out. Won't shoot the three. Over to Porter Jr. Takes a contested three. That's a swish from the left wing. And we are tied 33 seconds in. Capazzo nose to nose with Curry. He's an annoying defender. Curry throws it cross court. Draymond wasn't looking. Grabs it. Curry gets it back. Doubled. Looks for a pass. Finds Wiggins. Drives baseline. Help coming. Wiggins jump pass to Draymond. Back over to Mulder. It's a corner three on the way. It's off the rim. Bounced high and deflected away by Gordon. He gets the ball to Barton. Barton gliding down the floor. Leaves his feet. Throws it back to Jokic. And Barton turned. Oh, he landed poorly. Denver has to call a timeout. Will Barton goes down. Oh, my goodness. 59 seconds into the game, Will Barton is on the floor and he's grabbing the back of his right leg. Just so disheartening. Yeah, Danny Avdija the other night. Jamal Murray the last time we're in this building. We'll take the break. We're tied at 3. 59 seconds into the contest on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Will Barton limped off the floor. He did get off under his own power. He's headed to the locker room. As soon as we have a report, we'll update you on that. P.J. Dozier has checked in for Denver. We're tied at 3. We're going to get you our Twitter question here in just a moment. It's brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Our keys of the game were brought to you by CarMax. Campazzo on the handoff from the left sideline. Jump pass to the wing. Gordon has it. Flipped it to Jokic. Cuts through. Denied by Draymond. So Jokic will hand it to Campazzo. Shot clock at 5. Pull-up jumper right side. Off the back rim. Wiggins smothers the rebound and then brings it back up. Left to right, Warriors going on your radio dial tonight. Looney with the ball over to Wiggins. On the bounce to Draymond Green. Draymond. Backdoor cut. Mulder gets free, and he dunked it with a right hand. Mulder with a slam. He's got better hops than he has shown. That's his second dunk in recent times. Jokic goes to work on Draymond up the floor. Low left. Throws outside to Gordon. Entry pass. Kick save by Looney. And that will reset the shot clock from 11 to 14. Our Twitter question brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what do you miss most about coming out to Chase Center to see the Warriors? Hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Vox or my email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com. Try to get to as many as we can. Composite with the dribble. Crossover on Curry. Feeds Gordon for a three. It's up and good. Same spot that Michael Porter Jr. hit his. And Denver has a one-point lead. Wiggins down the far sideline. One-on-one. Drives up Porter Jr. Flipped it up. It's good. Boy, took him casually from the left wing. Got to that right hand. Warriors 7, Nuggets 6 with 9:45 left in the first. Campazzo sets his feet. Fires a three. Nothing there. Looney with it. He'll leave it for Curry. Curry has some equipment trouble. He does have a fresh haircut, though. Curry off right side screen by Draymond. He and Campazzo got tied up. Pass to Draymond. Draymond down the lane. Throws to Looney for a left corner three. It's an air ball in front of the rim. And it's grabbed by Porter Jr. He goes up, and he is fouled by Mulder because Curry is now trying to run something off, and he might have tweaked something. And he is going to go out of the game. Curry going to sit down. He's got something going on. Looks like with his right sneaker. And so he has to take it off, maybe adjusting the ankle braces that he does wear. So Jordan Poole comes on the floor. And Curry, I think his sneaker might have, or his sock might have bunched up maybe underneath that brace. We'll see. Campazzo flipped it in. Dozier with it. Off the pick by Jokic. Left elbow. Bounce pass back to Jokic. Run off the three-point line. Pass to the baseline. Goes to Dozier. To Campazzo. Back to Jokic. Shot clock at 10. Jokic leans back. Double team. Bad pass to Dozier. He'll run it down. Back to Jokic with 5. Moving in on Looney. Double teamed into a jump shot. A fadeaway. And he got it. Oh, my goodness. Turning left shoulder. And it's 8-7 Denver. What a shot by Jokic. Draymond Green came over to double team him inside of 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. And Jokic calmly made the bucket. Wiggins takes the first pass from Draymond in the offensive set. Now throws to Looney on the left wing. Draymond circles to the top of the key. Won't shoot it. Got it to Poole. Poole off the screen. Now he gets Gordon on the switch. Low with the dribble. Poole checks the clock with 3. With 2, doesn't have it. Mulder takes a dribble, takes a shot. It's up. It's an air ball. And it's a shot clock violation. Poole wasted a little too much time with the clock winding down with the dribble there. Dozier to walk it up. Feeds Jokic, this time on the left sideline. Jokic with a right-hand dribble. 8:25 to go first quarter. Pass to Dozier. Great feed inside. Gordon with the two-hand slam. And Denver goes up by 3. Steve Kerr with a play call. P.J. Dozier, fourth year out of South Carolina, replaced Will Barton, who went down with an injury. We do not have a report. Wiggins feeds Looney up top. Looney dribble handoff to Poole. Behind the screen, 3. Off the rim and will ricochet into the Warriors bench. 8:02 left in the quarter. This is the rubber match between these two. Both teams have taken a game apiece in the first of 3. Topside jumper by Porter Jr. goes wide right on a 3. Draymond with the rebound. No break to speak of, but hustles for early offense to Wiggins, who sets his feet, lets it fly above the break. 3 is good for Wiggins, and we're tied at 10. Steve Kerr up and standing, arms folded. Michael Malone turned around to one of his assistants as if to say, like, didn't we talk about this in our shoot-around? Jokic hands off Dozier. Dozier has some daylight. Palm fake. Locked up by Looney. Throws to Jokic and said, great recovery by Looney. Dozier gets it from 8. It's up and good. Dozier in the paint. Looney with a superb recovery over to Jokic after having to switch on screen. Poole right side, dribbles on Jokic, step back, feeds Looney. Ball knocked away by Jokic. It's out of bounds. That was very close to being off Looney. Shot clock at 12. Jokic now in his sixth year out of Serbia. He was the 41st pick of the 2014 draft. How is that possible? Looney, high post, takes the inbounds pass, throws it to Draymond on the left wing. They try to feed Wiggins. Denied by Dozier. Good overplay. The ball ricocheted to Porter Jr., who holds his man off, drives down the lane, goes up in traffic, forces up a shot, no good. Looney the rebound. Not a good shot from Porter Jr. Draymond takes it the other way. Finds Mulder. Catch. Good pump fake on Jokic. Baseline goes up and jammed it again. Another dunk for the Canadian. And we're tied at 12 with 6:37 to go in the quarter. Now the drive. Capazzo feeds over. Porter Jr. corner three. Knocked it down and he has it going early. That's his second bucket. 15-12 Denver. Wiggins in the front court. Throws over to Poole, to Draymond. Draymond tries to tie the game, but his release is short. Capazzo saves it for some reason and gets it over now to Gordon. Ball was going to be Denver ball either way. Capazzo, outside right, holds it, waits. Oubre Jr. to the scorer's table. Porter Jr. goes in and sandwiched between Looney and Draymond. And it's Draymond who picks up the foul. Zach Zarba with the call. Oubre Jr. will check in. Austin Rivers will come in. He's on a 10-day contract. And the Nuggets say that Will Barton, as I mentioned, he grabbed for the back of his right leg. He has a right hamstring strain, and he will not return. So Denver now down three guards with Murray out for the year. Morris out tonight, and now Barton out. Free throw by Porter Jr. Rattles doesn't go. And Draymond Green probably down there saying, murmuring, ball doesn't lie. Poole out, Looney out. Juan Toscano-Anderson comes back in. The kid from East Oakland gets a nice round of applause. Kelly Oubre Jr. checks in as well. Porter Jr., second free throw. Popped out, no good. Juan wearing a yellow headband with bright green sneakers. He enjoys the contrast, apparently. Wiggins up top. Takes it off a screen by Draymond. Now gets downhill on Jokic. Got away with a big-time push, and that's a foul. Jokic says, yes, yes, I did. Zach Sarver says, what are you doing? 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Curry left the floor. Now he might be back in the locker room getting retaped. That's what it looked like to me, that he had some sort of issue with his brace and his ankle taping. Wiggins on the line. Right foot in front of the left. And the first free throw is up and no good. So Austin Rivers finally gets into the game. Had to wait at the scorer's table. Draymond Green talked about where the Warriors are at right now.
I think we're getting better. But a part of getting better and being a good team, you have to win the games you're supposed to win. And, you know, we're still not doing that at times. So that's just a part of being a good team.
So Wiggins at the stripe, makes one of two. He has 6 points. It's 15-13 Denver. They have the ball, attacking the basket to our left. It's Jokic. He comes through a screen. Shoots over Draymond right side. High arcing shots up and good. Jokic now with his second bucket. 17-13. Oubre Jr. dribbling right wing. It's a handoff from Draymond. Behind the screen, three. Swish. Oubre Jr. wearing socks and sleeves all the way up. On his legs tonight. He's not going to get cold. Gordon feeds Capazzo. Over to Austin Rivers. Fakes. Flipped it to the corner to Dozier. High post to Jokic. Dozier cuts back door, denied by Mulder. Jokic goes to work on Draymond. Draws the double team. Finds the open man. It's Rivers, who drops the ball. Pump fake on Juan. Takes the contested three. Barely grazed the front iron. Rebound Draymond. Quickly out to Oubre Jr. down the right side. Pulls up. Feeds Wiggins. Wiggins for about 28. Got it! Wiggins caught the ball. I'm not sure he knew exactly where he was on the floor, but he wanted to take the shot. Warriors back up by two. Gordon calling for the ball. The pride of Archbishop Mitty High School steps in the paint. Blocked by Wiggins. Rejected. Wiggins now has 57 blocks on the season. Career high. Juan Toscano-Anderson to Draymond. Bounce pass to Oubre. Knocked out of bounds by Dozier. Michael Malone is going crazy on the sideline down there. Gordon comes over and asks Zach Zarba, where's the foul? Capazzo out. And the Warriors will call time with 4:33 to go in the quarter because Curry is out of the locker room and back on the bench. They're going to try to get him back on the floor as we take the break. Warriors up by 2, 19-17 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, not with us tonight. He underwent a minor procedure. We'll see him back here on Sunday. The Warriors Coming out of the timeout, leading 19-17. Stephen Curry is back out of the locker room. Appears that he has changed his shoes. Anyway, with Mulder starting tonight, head coach Steve Kerr wanted to keep the firepower of Oubre Jr. and Poole coming off the Warriors bench. Meanwhile, for Mulder, that's his third start and the 15th different starting lineup for Golden State. Draymond Green will inbound, baseline right. Near side of the basket. 17 on the shot clock. Screen for Oubre Jr. The Denver defense collapsed. Ball goes on the far side to Wiggins. He caught standing out of bounds. If you had 4:33 to go first quarter, and someone would catch the ball standing out of bounds, you're tonight's winner. Sigh. Denver with the ball. Shaquille Harrison, who they've gotten some really good minutes out of, gets the ball to Jamichael Green. Now to Jokic up top from Rivers. He'll take the jumper and he rattles it home. With Barton out, Morris out, and, of course, Murray out for the year, I would expect Jokic to look to score more. We're tied at 19. Curry off the handoff, goes left side, draws a crowd, dribbled it off of somebody's foot, so it's a kickball. Not much going on there. Shot clock goes from 13 to 14. The kick rule in the league has long changed from being had to be intentional to just being off of somebody's foot. Wiggins catches topside, takes a long three, no good. Rebound comes out to Oubre Jr., to JTA, over to Draymond. Draymond sets a screen, looks for a cutter, finds Oubre Jr., goes to work one-on-one, and pulls up, takes a contested three by Rivers, who stepped in and fouled him. Austin Rivers with the foul. And Oubre Jr. heads to the free throw line to shoot three. Wow. I'm sure that's got to drive Michael Malone crazy. Steve Kerr on having fans tonight here at Chase Center.
I'm so excited for tonight. This has been a long time coming. We have felt this on the road a little bit. You know, we've played in, I think, five or six arenas now that have had fans, and we've been dying for our fans to be able to come into the building. So this is a great night, good sign of what's to come. Obviously, we have to start slowly, and I think there'll be about 2,000 fans. Hopefully this will go smoothly, and we all are so excited to just feel the energy that the fans are going to bring.
Well, Steve Kerr watching now, subs Wiggins out. Wiggins with 9 points in the first quarter. Oubre Jr. makes the last of three free throws. He missed the first two, so a great chance there for Oubre Jr. to pile on some points. Kid gets one, 20-19. He's guarding Rivers. Throws over the shoulder, Jokic. Pump fake on Draymond. Spins on him. Drop step. Locked up. Pass to the cutter. Double clutch by Harrison. No good. Ball tipped away and grabbed in the near corner by Harrison. 11 to shoot. Working on Curry. Bounce pass far side. Jamichael Green over Draymond Green. Three ball, no good. Draymond leads the break. Three on four. Spinning. Now had the ball knocked away by Shaq Harrison. Jokic has a great lead pass to Dozier. He goes up and flushed it down. Jokic threw it to where Harrison had to run to. He didn't throw it to him. He threw it ahead of him. Made him run and go get it. Curry off a series of screens. Now, again, looked like he had a misstep. He's limping again. Oh, my goodness. Dribble drive by Poole. Goes up. Banker, no good. Curry trying to run it off now. 21-20 Denver. Jokic the other way. Curry is laboring. Coming back on defense. Ball to Rivers. Rivers up top. Off the screen. Throws back to Jokic. Remember, Curry tweaked an ankle. Now we get a whistle and a foul. It's on Poole. Third team foul on the Warriors. And throwing it in the far wing now. Rivers to Jokic. Dribble handoff, Dozier. Wide open beyond the three. Shoots it, missed it. Rebound deflected. Shaq Harrison has it. Pump fake on Draymond. Now passes cross court. Jamichael Green in front of the Denver bench. Shoots an air ball. Curry throws it ahead to JTA. One-on-one. Down the lane. Layup is good. He has moved Dozier right out of the way. Golden State back up by one. But all eyes right now are on Curry. He does not seem to be moving all that well. He did not want to run down that break. Rivers off a screen by Jokic. Gets a wide open baseline look that does not fall. And Draymond Green's got it. Draymond throws it back behind Curry. It goes out of bounds. Draymond threw it. Curry was not looking. And six lead changes, four ties. Looney and Draymond to sit, 2:08 to go first quarter. Draymond fouled out the other night with 2:44 to go in Washington. The final 2:44, the Wizards did not miss a shot and scored 13 points. Warriors up one. Dozier off the Jokic pick. Bounce pass back to the Joker. Back to Dozier. Goes up. Rejected by Oubre Jr. Looney got it to JTA to Poole. Streaking down the right side. Now weaving out. Takes a three. Bad looking shot. Got fouled on it though. And he'll go the line. DJ Dozier gets the foul. Steve Kerr not happy about something. Get our Twitter question tonight brought to you by the K5 from Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what do you miss most about coming out to Warrior games at Chase? Curry again going down, and now he's going to lace up the right shoe again. JR is listening to the South Bay on our flagship station. Rappin says it feels good to be back at Chase. Eh? Be listening inside here at Chase. And folks worried about Curry, obviously, on Twitter. Poole hits the first of two free throws. Jordan Poole, last two games of the trip, averaging 14.3 a night. Hits all three here. So the Warriors have a four-point lead with a minute 49 to go. Campazzo back on the floor to Jamichael Green, to Rivers. Rivers stops, rotates over. Campazzo right side. Millsap is checked in for Jokic. Jamichael Green up top. Rivers dribble drive on JTA, bumped him out of the way and laid it in. 25-23. Lead pass now to Oubre Jr. from JTA. Goes up and deflected it in. He lost the handle on the way up and just kind of tapped it in. It's a 14-6 push for the Warriors, and they lead 27-23. That was unbelievable. Millsap, the veteran big, gets it to Campazzo, over to Rivers. Rivers using his triple threat. Steps into a triple. Wide left, ball deflected. Millsap's got it, shows the ball with an Al Jefferson-like fake. Got it to Rivers, over to Campazzo. Sets his feet for three. Too long. Curry tightropes a rebound. Curry will dribble it up to midcourt. Curry behind the back to Poole. Poole feeds inside Looney. Right corner, Oubre Jr. Pump fake, fires away. Got it! Three ball, right corner pocket for Oubre Jr. The Warriors have a 7-point advantage. Millsap to handle. Rivers off a pick. Drives on Looney. Throws to the corner. Shaq Harrison to Campazzo. A lot of guards out there right now. Jamichael Green feeds over. Now pump fake by Shaq Harrison. Jamichael Green downstairs. Millsap goes up strong. Underside the rim, no good. And a foul call will halt the proceedings. Aaron Smith spotted a personal. And it is the fourth team foul, but it was a shooting foul. So Millsap heads to the stripe. Fouls on Looney. Paul Millsap, another, although separated by a generation from Jokic, but another great find in the second round. Drafted by Utah, the 06 draft, the 47th pick. 6'7 forward out of Louisiana Tech. What's he done with that draft selection? This is his 15th year in the association. Four-time All-Star for Atlanta. 06-07, he was on the rookie second team. And Utah had a couple of nice forwards there from Louisiana. Louisiana Tech, Karl Malone, and Paul Millsap. One of two at the line for Millsap. 30-24 is the score. Poole takes it the other way in the paint. Puts his back to the basket. Throws it to midcourt. Dangerous pass to Curry. Curry working on Campazzo. Shot clock at five. Curry steps in. Steps out on Rivers. He's a relative. Steps to his left. Fires up a bank shot that doesn't go. Millsap the rebound. Quarter is ending. And the Warriors will take a six-point lead to the second quarter. 30-24. Warriors lead by six Warrior bench has outscored Denver's bench 14-7 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 30-24 at the end of one. Curry had an equipment issue, continues to play for Golden State. Will Barton, right hamstring strain to really open the game 59 seconds in, another injury. Of course, we have a serious injury for the Washington Wizards. Denny Avdija suffered a hairline fracture, and certainly the good news for the Wizards was he's not going to need surgery, which was great. And the last time Denver was in town, we saw Jamal Murray go down with an ACL in his left knee, had to undergo reconstruction surgery. But the Warriors leading 30-24, part of your CarMax game summary. And, of course, for Stephen Curry, not only an equipment issue, he hasn't scored in 7 minutes, taking one shot. Now, there were a couple of fast breaks where you could tell he did not want to run hard in that fast break. So, to me, it looked like he was having an issue with the right brace on his right ankle. But that's just speculative. He did change shoes. He did retie it. Denver with the ball as we start the second quarter. Glad you're with us here on the Warriors Radio Network. Composo to the timeline. Drifting right in front of the logo. Throws to Jamichael Green, straddling the three-point line to Rivers. Rivers tries to penetrate, does not. Gets it over to Millsap. Composo wants to go. His pass off the foot of Looney, and that will reset the shot clock to 14 and is side out for the Denver Nuggets. Michael Malone. Denver in a darker gray sweater look than the Warriors have. I'm told next year that maybe we'll go back and see the suits back on the bench. Some will like that, others will not. Porter Jr. feeds Millsap. Millsap posting up Wiggins, spins and flipped it in, turning right shoulder, went down. Could have been a foul there, could have been an add one. But Millsap with an old school post up makes it 30-26 Warriors. Poole with the ball. Curry starting the second quarter, unusual because he played only 7 minutes of the first. Curry cutting. Looney, hand off to Poole. Poole back to Looney. He gets free, goes in and slammed it. Sealed off Millsap after Millsap tried to show on the screen. At 32-26, Warriors lead. Composo bumping Curry out of the way. Curry will pick up the foul. Both guys were in motion. But will they give the rookie the gather? Apparently they will. Looked like he was picking the dribble up, heading to the bucket. Well, Denver 4-0 since Jamal Murray went down.
What's impressed me most is the fact that every time we have faced adversity, we've never run from it. We've embraced the opportunity. We've asked other people to step up and fill that void created by the injury by committee. And I think in the four games since Jamal hurt himself right here in this building, we've seen countless examples of that.
Free throws were good for Composo. It's 32-28 Warriors. Curry with the ball to Wiggins. Wiggins right side. High post to Looney. Hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins waiting off the screen. Backs up beyond the arc. Makes his move. Spins. Gets it over to Oubre Jr. In rhythm for three. No good. Rebound Looney. Hand off Oubre Jr. In traffic. In trouble. Stripped by Millsap. Oubre Jr. gets it back to Poole. Left hand dribble down the lane. Knocked away. Goes right to Looney. Hand off to Poole. Poole looks and finds Wiggins. He's open. He fires left side. No good. Rebound Looney deflected. Wiggins gets it back. Drives in. Goes up. Blocked from behind. Loose ball to Rivers. Oh, the Warriors had chance after chance. Lob for Porter Jr. Sails over his head. Out of bounds. Austin Rivers with a pass that could not be caught. I can only dream about its completion. Who will bring it up? Finds Curry. Curry stepping, driving, goes down. Got the bump from Millsap, but scores anyway. So Curry gets his first bucket with 10:02 to go in the half. 34-28. Warriors back up by six. Golden State without Bazemore, without Damian Lee, without Pascal tonight. Millsap sets up for three. Rattle doesn't go. Millsap hit the deck again. Oubre Jr. with the rebound. Slowly up the floor over to Poole. Catches for about 30. Got it! Kind of leaning forward on the go. Warriors had their largest lead. And the fans who have come out to Chase Center Many of them standing and cheering. Great to have them back in the house tonight here at the office. Capazzo between the legs of the dribble. Showing off a little skill there. Goes to Millsap. Entry pass knocked away by Wiggins. Grabbed by Looney. Lead out Poole. He's on a breakaway. Goes up and slammed it down with a right hand. And Michael Malone wants a timeout for his Denver Nuggets. Warriors 39. Nuggets 28. A 7-0 run on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network. Presented by United Airlines. Golden State leading by 11. We continue here at Chase Center. Warriors having roughly 2,000 fans in attendance tonight. It's just so cool to see. The energy level is so different here. And Dub Nation, we are excited to welcome you back. Single game tickets for the remaining home games are available now. There are 8 home games left in the regular season. Go to Warriors.com to buy yours and learn more about the new health and safety protocols. Curry remains out there. He was talking with Dr. Rick Celebrini during the timeout. But he's out there. I see Rick Welts down below us. Warriors chief operating officer, and he's retiring at the end of the season. Capazzo with the ball for Denver, wearing red uniforms. Porter Jr. back it down to Oubre Jr. Left-hand dribble, drop step off a step back, and he banked it around. It goes out. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. A beautiful move by Michael Porter Jr. The game, as they say, has slowed down for him. And he came out the other night against Portland. Did not have a great game. Michael Green's pass deflected by Oubre Jr. Batted over to the side by Porter Jr. Got it to Capazzo. Capazzo drives on Curry. Throws to the corner. Millsap there. Launches and misses. Poole. Out jumps Jermichael Green for the rebound and hands it to Curry. Now Curry off a pick. Comes to the right side. Met by Rivers, who's erased on a screen by Wiggins. Curry splits traffic down the lane. Scoop to the hoop. Up and good. Curry with the bucket. 41-28 Warriors. Down the right side. Capazzo hand off to Porter Jr. Deep three above the break. Spins off the rim. Oubre Jr. with the rebound. Protects the ball. Takes it. Stops top of the key. Waits for reinforcements. Looney there on the right side. Plays catch with Oubre Jr. Now to Poole. Poole fires away for three. Spins it off the rim. And Millsap for the rebound. Millsap to the timeline. Right of the logo. Waits and hands off to Capazzo. Wide open three, up and good. Warriors lead cut to 10. Gordon and Jokic are at the scorer's table for the Nuggets. Poole flashes by, gets a pass from Curry. Curry gets a screen from Looney. Comes over, sets a screen for Wiggins. Poole over to Oubre Jr., launches from the left wing. That doesn't fall, and Millsap will take it. And always with a good handle for a big, brings it to the front court. Porter Jr. with a catch and shoot three, no good. Looney the rebound. Looney looks for an outlet, finds Poole on the left wing. Poole far sideline. Curry fakes, comes off the screen. Met by Capazzo, double team. Dribbles out of it at the logo. Crossover, trip by Capazzo, stumbles, now stops. Double team, pass stolen away, Millsap with it. Millsap leads a 4-on-2. Driving as Rivers goes up and spins it home. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. He really wanted a foul call on that play by Curry. And we're going to get the break. He's going to talk to Zach Zarba. 41-33 Warriors, 7:09 to go before half on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Golden State leading right now by a count of 41-33. We have 7:09 to go before the first half. And boy, I tell you, it's tough for the Warriors, losing both Damian Lee and Kent Bazemore are both in health and safety protocols.
Tough loss losing both Baze and Damian. They've been a huge part of our success, particularly of late, both providing really important play for us. So this is a big, big loss and very disappointing, particularly at a time when we feel like we're kind of finding our groove with the stretch run coming and everything. So
right really, now, really, the Warriors have to figure out a way to win without those guys. They're playing so well with them. Poole takes it right side off the timeout. Crossover dribble. Head bob and got fouled by Shaq Harrison. Shaq Harrison, 6'7", 190 pounds, fourth-year pro out of Tulsa. Played 17 games this year for Utah. Doing a nice job bouncing around finding work at the association. Oubre Jr. takes it middle off a screen, feeds Draymond. He's back on the floor, handoff Poole. Mulder in, Curry out. Poole steps into a jumper, got the soft roll, and it goes down for Jordan Poole. He's the first Warrior in double figures with 10 points, and the Warriors lead by that margin, 43-33. Harrison to Jokic. Jokic fakes the handoff. Looks left, flipped it down to the cutter. It's Dozier, cut off nicely by Mulder. Dozier gets a handoff back again after a flip to Jokic. Down the lane, Harrison's no look goes to the sideline. Gordon has to come left to get it. Poe goes into a jumper. It's a three, and it's money for Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon has not won a game in coming back to the Bay. 0-5 with Orlando, and lost, of course, last time the Nuggets were here. Oubre Jr. off the screen. Waits, shoveled to Draymond. Back to Oubre. Fakes, comes hard left on Jokic. Throws it up over him, missed it. Jokic with a rebound. Jokic will dribble it quickly up the floor. Knocked away by Oubre Jr. Goes right on the side to Dozier. Back to Jokic. Jokic turns, shoots over Draymond. Awkward but effective. That's 43-38. Jokic now over the 8,000-point plateau in his NBA career, and he's just getting started here. Draymond Green finds Poole. Poole dribbles left, comes middle into trouble, feeds Draymond. Draymond for three, no. Too strong. Rebound, Porter. Porter flipped it over to Gordon. The bookends of the Denver front court. Ball goes to Jokic, down to Gordon. Gordon on Mulder, double team, pass deflected. Poole's got it. Poole to midcourt. Warriors lead by five. Draymond Green hand off to Poole. Knocked away. Harrison the steal. Harrison goes in and flushes it down with two hands. Here comes Denver. It's a one possession game. Steve Kerr's going to call another timeout. 5:04 to go before halftime. The lead's down to 343-40 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Stephen Curry's back out of the locker room, and I believe he's got like his third set of shoes tonight. So he has come back, and I believe he's going to go right back in. Curry walking very slowly to come back and take the inbounds, but you can never tell. He always walks super slow on the floor. Wiggins with the ball, takes it middle to the right side. Left-hand feed to the cutting. Mulder down right by Jokic. He laid it in. And Mulder having an outstanding first half. He's got 9 points. Design play to get Mulder on the go. Well done by Steve Kerr and his coaching staff. Gordon, bounce pass. Jokic, mid-post left side. Backing it on Draymond. Takes drop step. Goes to the underhand route. No good. Tipped and controlled by JTA. He's off to the races. Takes it down middle. Stutter steps over to Mulder. He catches. He fires from the right wing. No good. Rebound. Wiggins. Wiggins. We got whistle. What do we got here? We have a technical foul on Michael Malone. He's being held back now by the associate head coach, Wes Unseld Jr. That was behind the play. Curry will shoot the technical. Smattering of MVP chants echo throughout Chase. The coolest one was in Philadelphia. He had those free throws late, and you could hear MVP in the background. That's in Philly. In Philly. Free throw good, 46-40. So Michael Malone with a tactical. Chest pass, JTA to Mulder. Flipped it to Curry. Topside, draws the crowd as always. Finds Wiggins on the right side. He penetrates, just moves in on Jokic. Shot no good, slapped off the glass by Jokic. Deflected and picked up by Porter Jr., showing a pretty good handle there. He's cut off by JTA. Gets it now to Dozier, to Jokic, right side. Working on JTA. Lost the ball, goes back and gets it outside the three-point arc. Throws to Dozier. Jokic just throws JTA aside. Now we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Mulder with a block. JTA took a shot toward the head, and he gave a forearm shiver back to the chest of Jokic. And JTA talking to Matt Bowen said, what do you want me to do here? And I sent some WWE coming up here on the dribble. On the far side is Dozier. Now a whistle. We got a foul. And it's going to be for touching Jokic. A hand check on Michael Mulder. Zach Zarber with the call. That is... How many times does Steph Curry get hand checked a game? 20? 30? Elwin. Zach Zarba knows better than me. He really does. He's one of our best. 46-40, Warriors lead by 6, 3:50 to go before half. Dozier off the pick. Stops. Jokic gets it middle of the floor. Back to Dozier for three. The shot's off the back rim. Good defensive effort by Golden State. Four guys in the paint, all putting a body on a Nugget. Curry flipped it to JTA, wasn't looking. Ricochets off his chest, goes to Draymond. Draymond back to Curry. Quick release. The jumper's up. No good. Gordon spins the rebound. Gordon down the far side. Holds JTA on his hip. Gordon wants to back him down. Now wheels to the paint. Goes up, strip, whistle, and a foul. Gordon will get to the free throw line. But that was Archbishop Mitty on what, Castor Valley? Yeah, right there. Draymond Green comes over and he wants to talk to Matt Bowen. Just some friendly advice among friends. 46-40. This game's getting a little chippy now. Getting a little chippy. Aaron Gordon wearing a white headband. Great moment last year for Gordon when he came back with his teammates from Orlando and everybody went down and got his number retired at Archbishop Mitty. Had to be a thrill for him and great to have Coach Steve Clifford and the entire team there. Oubre Jr. back in. Gordon cashes in for two here. 46-42. 4-point lead for Golden State. Warriors trying to start this 9 of 13 at home on a high note. Wiggins left wing to Draymond middle. Right hand dribble gets the screen. Dishes off to Wiggins to the corner. Pump fake. JTA turns around. Porter Jr. goes up and it's a block. Knocked away. Here comes Dozier. Steps around Curry to the rim. Goes up. Wiggins got a piece of that. Draymond saved it. Got it to Curry. Fingertips the outlet left sideline. Looks to the corner. JTA there. Whistle. It's a blocking foul. And it's on Campazzo, who tried to take an off-ball charge about 25 feet away from the bucket. That is his first foul. He raises his hand. Second team foul on Denver. Warriors have four. Wiggins bounce past Draymond. Draymond to JTA. Finds Curry. Quick release. Lets it fly. Short. Rebound caroms all the way outside to Draymond. One dribble over to Wiggins. Corner three from the left side. Yes. Wiggins from downtown. Warriors back up by 7, 49-42. Wiggins has 12. Draymond, that's assist number 7 for him. Dozier waiting. Feeds Jokic. Right side. Left foot pivot. One dribble. Back up top. Campazzo swings it down quickly to Jokic. Jokic turns and shoots over Draymond. Nothing there. Curry pulled down the rebound. Curry wants to push. Curry bounce pass. JTA running the floor. Goes up. Got clobbered. No call. Loose ball to Jokic. Over to Campazzo. Denver coming the other way. Right to left. Campazzo dribbles middle. Falls down. And a call. Zach Zarba calls Curry for a tactile touch, apparently. And that's going to put Campazzo to the free throw line. Oh, my goodness. That's a fall that FIFA would love. 49-42. Even the ill-advised self-proposed Super League would have let that one go. Oh, God, that didn't come to pass. Two free throws good for Campazzo. 49-44. 5-point lead for the Warriors. Draymond, jump stop over to Looney, who's back in. Now to Curry. Curry steps around Campazzo, takes a jumper from 17, swish. 51-44. Curry slow to get going in this game. He's had some equipment problems. 7 points now. Campazzo outside the arc to Jokic. Jokic guarded by Looney, ripped through, banged into him, doubled, pass over to Campazzo, pump fake, step back, takes a more difficult three, missed that, rebound Gordon. Now to Campazzo. Gordon takes it above the break. Looking, waiting, finds the cutter, it's Porter Jr. topside. That's a three for Porter Jr. Gordon, Porter Jr., so athletic, they keep the Nuggets alive on a lot of plays. 51-47 Warriors. Wiggins negotiates through traffic. Curry trying to lose Campazzo. Runs him through a series of screens. Backdoor cut by Wiggins. It's a dunk from Draymond up top. And guess who set the screen on that play? Stephen Curry with the back screen to free up Wiggins. 53-47. Jokic, Porter Jr. thinks he's high, lets it fly. Off the rim it goes. And Oubre Jr., for some reason, let the rebound drop to the floor. Picked it up down the right sideline. By the hash mark. Between the legs, twice with the dribble. Crossover, now backs up. Wants to go one-on-one. Does so. Baseline. Powers his way up. No good. Draws a foul on Dozier. Oubre Jr. to the free throw line. So Oubre Jr. heads to the free throw line. Coming up at halftime, James Kincaid. He's on the top rope waiting to pounce with all of our scores from a Friday night in the association. Updates on this game and more as Oubre Jr. misses the first free throw. You're wondering where Tom Tolbert is tonight. He had a minor procedure. He'll be back with us on Sunday. So we wish Tommy nothing but health, comfort, and for Tommy, a cold beverage. Free throw by Oubre Jr. is good. Makes one of two. 7-point lead for the Warriors. Oubre, 2 of 5 from the stripe so far. 34 seconds to go. Denver could have gotten 2 for 1 if they hurried. Jokic, though, leans back now, waits. 13 on the shot clock, takes it middle, throws the corner. Dozier behind the screen. 3 ball good for Denver. And it's a 4-point game, 24.1. And the Warriors will bring it up in no hurry whatsoever. Curry to the timeline. Capazzo's got to try to make Curry Curry his game a little bit. Curry, left-hand dribble, holds Capazzo off of the right arm. He's right of the logo, backs to the sideline, gets the screen, double team, tried to split it, goes to Draymond. Right corner, Oubre Jr., wide open, three, no. Rebound, Porter Jr., one hands it from the backcourt, and it's wide right to end the half. So Golden State, with Curry battling some equipment problems, will go to the locker room with a lead. Another close game for the Dubs. It's 54-50 at the break. Golden State on top. James Kincaid comes back in just a moment with all your NBA scores and information on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Play already started. Denver's first possession. Dozier fades and fires from 17. It's up and good. And that makes it 54-52. So the Golden State lead is down to 2 to open the second half. Reset the lineups as time permits. Warriors led by as many as 13. Draymond Green to Looney. Back to Draymond. Topside. Curry circling. Ball. Bad pass by Draymond. Stolen by Campazzo. He'll stop and fire away from 3. Rattled but didn't fall. Draymond got a fingertip on it. Wiggins gets to it first. Wiggins takes it middle. Shoveled off to Looney. Hand off Curry. Curry won't shoot. Pass to Wiggins. Wiggins in the corner. Down for Looney. Denied by Jokic. A good recovery. Well, part of our CarMax game summary for that first half, the Warriors shooting 47% from the field. They had 7 turnovers. It turned into 10 Denver points. Curry with a back screen now floats to the corner. Ball comes up top to Looney instead. Now to Molden. Top of the key, right side to Draymond. Curry off a pick. Throws ball thrown away by Draymond. Turnover. And there it is, turnover number 9 now. Draymond smacking himself in the head. Really upset with himself. 10 points in the first half for Poole and Oubre Jr. 14 for Wiggins to pace the Warriors. Jokic topside left. Throws to Porter Jr. Denver could tie or take the lead here. Gordon outside left surveys. Now dribbles on Looney. Backs up into a triple. It's up and around it out. It did everything but fall. Curry has the rebound. Curry slows down. Behind the back of the dribble. Open three. Look from 25. Got it over Jokic. Curry battled some equipment issues. That looked like a brace was getting into his foot there. Now a screen set. Jokic jousting with Curry. Jokic drives on Draymond. Spins to that right hand flip. And it crawls over the front rim and drop through. 57-54 Warriors. Minute 45 gone by second half. Fans in the stands here at Chase Center. First time in 409 days. Wiggins back to the basket. Looks. Shovel one up. Bang. Oh, it doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. Campazzo with a foul. Wiggins will shoot 2. Wiggins heads to the free throw line. Second foul on Campazzo. And so now the Warriors have to figure out a way to negotiate this win tonight. A free throw by Wiggins is good. So Denver in the first half, they shot 41%, but 7 for 22 from 3. 10 points from Aaron Gordon. Jokic, 8 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. Second free throw, Wiggins, too strong. Rebound, taken down by Gordon. Might have heard Draymond Green there in the background. Greetings and salutations in the association. Jokic, pump fake with a 3. Dribble drive, just bull rushes the basket. Shots up, no good, and a foul. It's on Wiggins. Jokic will go to the line. So free throws here for Jokic. Stephen Curry talked about locking in this year and blocking out all the outside chatter.
Make the necessary adjustments, find, you know, the best version of what we can be, what I can be right now, making that the priority. That's how you lock in into the moment. And, you know, the other stuff is kind of just the entertaining part of this business. No matter how much you accomplish, it seems like it's, you know, always that what have you done for me lately type of vibe. And at the end of the day, you got to have that confidence in yourself that you know what you're about and that it'll show, you know, throughout the course of a season.
Jokic hits both free throws, 58-56 now. Golden State leading by 2. 9:50 to go, third quarter of play. Mulder, 2 dribbles up top, finds Looney. Hand off Curry. Jokic falls down. Curry dribbles in, throws the corner to Draymond. Up top, Mulder open, launches, and buries a 3. Mulder, in only his third start, has 12 points right now. Warriors lead by 5. Pass right through the fingertips of Dozier. He'll recover it in the far sideline. Brings it middle, gets downhill, runs over Curry. No call. Ball to Porter Jr., who spins back into a 3 over Wiggins. A whistle and a foul. Wiggins said he kicked his leg out. Matt Bowen says no. So Porter Jr. will shoot 3. So Chris DeMarco looking at video right now. Steve Kerr looking at him. They're trying to figure out whether to challenge it. No challenge forthcoming. Porter Jr. slides home the first. 61-57. It's back in the 2013 playoffs when the Warriors first started to make some noise. When they upset Denver in the first round, the series filled with injuries. Danilo Gallinari was not playing for Denver. He had a big year for them that year, coached by George Karl. All 3 free throws good for Porter Jr., 61-59. Of course, then David Lee got hurt in the series, and the Warriors had matchups Denver couldn't figure out. Curry for 3 with Campazzo on his hip. Shot no good. Curry wanted to foul. Campazzo tried to intimate should have been a charge. Porter Jr. got it to Jokic. Jokic for 3 on the way, short, rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Gordon. He touched it when he was out of bounds. And now Zach Zarba's going to come over and talk to Aaron Smith. We're going to say it's deflected off Draymond, and it's out of bounds to Denver. So apparently, Draymond got a piece of that, and it goes out of bounds to the Nuggets. Campazzo, far side of the basket to our right. Got it to Jokic, to Dozier. Open, top of the key. Jumper popped out. Rebound loose. Draymond has it. Saved it to Curry. Curry to Wiggins. Wiggins in the front court. Throws it back to Draymond. Hand off Curry. Curry driving down the lane. Slowly steps around defenders and scores with a left hand. What did he see? 3-4 Denver bodies en route to the bucket that time. Gordon puts his backside in the Mulder. Takes him to the broken circle. Throws it up top to Jokic. Jokic hand off to Porter Jr. Sees Looney. Backs him up on the dribble. Wants to get Jokic the ball middle. Throws to Jokic. Guarded by Wiggins. Porter Jr. off him. Takes the jumper. It's up and good. It's a 3. And it's a 1-point lead for the Warriors. Porter Jr. heating up. He's got 15. Draymond Green. Waiting. Picks up his dribble. Wiggins. Forced baseline by Gordon. He knows help is there, but Wiggins comes right, gets to the middle, and finger rolled it home. The uncanny ability of Andrew Wiggins to get to that right hand. Jokic in the front court. Stops. Finds a cutter. Gordon down the lane. Blocked, whistle, foul. Fouls on Mulder. Michael Porter Jr. has 15 points right now. Fourth foul on Mulder, by the way, and that's the 13th foul on Golden State. Porter Jr. was 17 at Portland the other night. That was the fewest points he had scored for Denver since March the 28th. That's the kind of role he's been on. Last 25, scoring over 20 a night. Gordon misses the first free throw. Gordon, meanwhile, has struggled. He had less than 10 points in five of his last six games for Denver. Warriors up three. Gordon eyes the goal, bends, flips, and hits it. 65-63. Denver 38-20 on the season. 18-10 on the road. They've never been a great road team historically. Curry with the dribble. Curry behind the back, lost it, holds off Campazzo, dives to the floor, tipped it, turned it over. Campazzo in the backcourt, changes direction, comes up the middle. It's a 5-on-4. Campazzo throws to the corner. Porter Jr. steps in, dribbles, shovels it up top to Gordon, throws it to Dozier to Campazzo, back up top. Dozier open for a three. Short, and stepping in the rebound, Curry, outlet Draymond, who is streaking down the sideline, and he goes and lays it in. So the Warriors turn what could have been a catastrophe into 2 points. 67-63. Gordon settles for a three left side. Back rim miss. Curry holds off Campazzo, who had his arm locked. Curry gets the rebound. Takes it down the other way. Right down Broadway up. Rejected by Gordon. Grabbed by Mulder. Wiggins. Wiggins now backs up Jokic. Goes by him. No good. Ball tipped up by Looney. That won't go, and Jokic gets the rebound. Jokic takes it in the front court. Picks up his dribble. Campazzo on the right side. Waits as Mulder trying to front Jokic. They throw the ball in to Gordon. Double clutch off the window with Draymond right there. Tough hoop for Gordon. Warriors 67, Nuggets 65. Good ball game so far tonight. Curry bent over at the waist. Runs Campazzo through a screen. Curry steps out, hand fake, dribble drive, throws to Draymond. Draymond won't shoot, back to Curry. Corner three, got it! Right in front of the Denver bench. Curry moving at a little bit of a slower pace, but still getting some good work done. The Warriors lead by five, and Denver wants time. 70-65, the score. Draymond's got 12 assists. 6:15 to go third on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Golden State with 23 assists on 26 buckets. They lead by five. 6:15 left in the third. And Dub Nation, you could win a big night in, with the Warriors, presented by Wingstop. Lucky fans receive a VIP virtual experience plus exclusive cooking demo featuring a Wingstop chef, and there's more. And Warriors alum Baron Davis. That's right, Baron. Enter for your chance to win at wingstop.com/Warriors today. FYI, Baron will not dunk your Wingstop wing into the blue cheese. You will not say you're Kirilenko and then dunk it into the blue cheese. You had to be around for We Believe to get that one. JTA has checked in for the Warriors. Good to see him back on the floor after leaving the concussion protocol. Denver moves the ball quickly to Jokic. His bank shot from the left wing over Draymond is off the glass. No good. Curry has the rebound. 70-65. Warriors up five. Campazzo bodying up on Curry. Curry runs him through a pick, gets a switch. Now Draymond sets a screen. Pick and roll. Draymond the catch. Finds a cutter. Oubre Jr. from the weak side. It's a two-hand slam for Oubre. That's when you know Oubre Jr. is comfortable with the offense. Makes that kind of a cut. Up tap Rivers. Rivers sets his feet. Has all day to shoot a three. It's short. Rebound. Draymond tosses it over to Curry on the go. Curry comes left with a dribble. Sees lots of bodies. Throws it back to Wiggins. He'll slice down the lane. Rotates over to JTA. Now to Draymond. Dribble handoff Oubre Jr. Stumbling is Rivers. Oubre Jr. down Broadway for a dunk. Rivers just stumbled backwards. I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe he bumped with Oubre Jr. and got off balance. That's the sixth dunk of the night for Golden State. They lead by nine. Jokic terminates. Hand off Gordon. Big swing through. Shoots over Draymond. Nothing there. Ball tip. JTA's got it with Wiggins. Two on two. Oubre trailing. Throws to Oubre. Spins in the paint. Goes up. Stripped and stolen by Rivers. Ball comes out to Gordon. Over to Porter Jr. He goes up and flushed it down. JTA flies back on defense but bounces right back up after taking a spill on the right baseline. Might have been a little early to give to Oubre Jr. that time on the break. Curry off the screen gets Porter Jr. Off another screen gets Jokic. Curry backs up, wants to go to work. Curry, right sideline. The double team comes. Cross-court pass deflected out of bounds. And no, it's not deflected. It's out of bounds and a turnover. Wow. Curry a little too ambitious that time. Jokic with the Warriors up seven. Hands off to Porter Jr. Shows the ball. Pump fake. Back to Jokic. Won't shoot the three. One dribble over the top. Campazzo. JTA is there. Campazzo on a switch. Gets it down to Jokic. Now guarded by Toscano Anderson. Doubled. Out to Campazzo. It's a three look and it's off to the left. And Juan pulls down the rebound. Kept Jokic from getting the glass. Warriors doing a great job on the glass tonight. Entry pass Draymond. Finds Curry. 15-foot pop, and that's money. Cold, hard cash for Curry. 76-67. Warriors back up by 9. They've led by as many as 13. 3:50 to go in the third. It's a 9-2 run. Long jumper by Porter Jr. Wiggins goes down. Boy, we've had a lot of people falling down tonight. Curry in traffic. Takes the bump. Takes it right side. Now drives on Gordon. Lost the ball. Saved it. Up top to Wiggins. Wiggins for three above the break. And it misses. And the ball caroms to Rivers. Rivers signing a 10-day contract with Denver after the injury to Jamal Murray. Ball goes baseline. Porter Jr. falling out of bounds. Feeds Jokic in traffic. Bank shot is good. Boy, hold on now. The Warriors will call time. Jared Collins for a second signal basket interference, but I don't think it was true. We'll take the break. 3:18 to go in the quarter. 76-69 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warrior Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State is out. Rebound at Denver, 38-24. Tim Roy topside here at Chase Center where the Warriors lead 76-69. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how are you listening? And what do you miss most about coming out and seeing Warrior games? Bruce in San Jose. The anticipation of the tip-off in person. Always great. Marion checks in on Twitter. She misses her guy, DJ Sharp. He's here tonight. Is her, the old arena, her seats were there, right near DJ Sharp. An email, timroy@warriors.com. Jay says he has not been to Chase. Well, you need to fix that this year. Tickets available at warriors.com. And Gloria also wants to get out to Chase at some point. Hasn't been here yet. Curry with the ball. Off the dribble, on the logo. Warriors going right to left here in the second half. JTA mid-post. Left side finds a cutter. Draymond lob inside. Oubre Jr. hammers that one down. Off the feet from Draymond Green. Another assist for Draymond. Draymond now with 15 assists. 78-69, and we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Oubre Jr. Draymond's career high is 19. But the Warriors have been moving the ball very well. Going back to our CarMax keys of the game, they're rebounding very well. Coming out of the timeout, 38-24, favoring the Warriors. Dozier off a pick. Dozier, topside, open, pump fake, won't shoot. Jokic, he will. Flipped it up and in over Draymond. There's nothing Draymond could do about that. 78-71 Warriors, 2:35. That's our time remaining third quarter. Warriors looking to get back to 500 with a win. How many times have we said that this year? Curry with the ball right side. Over to Draymond. Bounce pass to JTA. Curry stopped his cut and then tried to restart a turnover as JTA tried to lead him down the lane. Jokic takes a three. It's no good. Rebound Draymond. Draymond up the floor. Waiting. Five JTA driving on Jokic. Jokic recovers nicely. Quick feet by Jokic. Poole, who's checked in, splits traffic down the lane to the rim. Rejected, and it's knocked out of bounds by the quick hands of Jamichael Green. Undrafted back in 2012. Jamichael Green now in his seventh year out of Alabama. Played a year in France as well. A couple of years, actually. Poole looks to throw it in. Looped it up top to Looney. Poole tries to go get it, but denied by Rivers. So the ball ends up in the hands of Toscano Anderson with five to shoot. Back to Looney. Looney waits for Curry. Curry gets it. Splits traffic. Ends up with a 14-foot floater at the swish. He threw it up like he was playing horse. And it goes in. Curry now with 19. Jokic back cut by Dozier. Goes in. Blocked by Oubre Jr. Says, get that out of here. JTA leads a three-on-three. The trailers. Poole steps into a three. No. Rebound tipped up by Jokic so he could control it. 80-71 Warriors. 1:28 left in the third. Jokic, high post handoff. Got it to Shaq Harrison. Chased by Poole. Stops. Gets it back to Jokic at the high post. That's his office. Pass deflected. And it goes to Looney. Turnover. Bounce pass to Poole. Minute 13 to go third. Poole up the floor. Throws over to Curry. Curry crowded by Rivers. Curry left-hand dribble, goes baseline. Cruising to the right corner to Oubre Jr. He's open, he fires, and he hits a three. 12-point lead for Golden State. Curry with a left-hand assist. 58 seconds to go in the quarter, and the Warriors showing some spark tonight. In front of fans for the first time at Chase. Jamichael Green for the right elbow. His jumper slides off. Oubre Jr. right there. Boy, four Warriors back for the board. Good to see. Curry takes it across the timeline. Deep three on the way. Two for one. No. Jokic the rebound. Curry ended up on all fours. Loose ball. Curry deflected it. Loose ball swept away. Poole's got it. Poole gets fouled by Jokic. Curry wanted a foul. He's going after Matt Bowen. He's going to get teed up. Curry is as hot as I have ever seen him. He's being held back by Oubre Jr. Curry ended up on all fours, and he thought he got fouled. And I have to tell you, he doesn't get a lot of whistles for a superstar. He really doesn't. Jokic will take the technical free throw. If you want to know how skilled he is at 6'11", that's how skilled he is. He's going to shoot the technical. Jokic hits it. He's an 85% free throw shooter. Millsap will give Jokic an extra 30 seconds of rest. He goes to sit down. Curry did get right back in the play and hustled. He waited until play stopped before he vented. Poole will throw it in to Looney. 33 seconds left. Hand off Curry. Curry chased by Millsap. Down the lane. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Shoots it in traffic. No good. Looney tried to tip it. Millsap with a rebound. Millsap plays it out to the left wing. Harrison drives in. Goes up over JTA and scores with 19.3 to go. 83-74. Final 15 seconds of the quarter. Curry might pump fake somebody here. Maybe draw a foul. Harrison guarding him. Curry left of the logo. Here comes a double team. Jamichael Green. Ball goes over to JTA. Hands it back to Curry. Curry over the shoulder. JTA finds Poole. He's open. Launches at the buzzer. Got it! Three ball to end the quarter. Poole does a little shimmy. And the Warriors will take a 12-point lead to the fourth quarter. 86-74. Warriors up 12, but there's 12 minutes left on the 95-7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. CarMax game summary. Steph Curry had trouble with his, it looked like his brace on his ankle. He's changed shoes a couple of times, went back in the locker room. He had a 12-point third quarter, 19 points now for the game. Same for Kelly Oubre Jr., 13 off the bench for Jordan Poole, 17 for Wiggins, and 12 for Mulder. The Warriors have out-rebounded Denver, 41-27. You go back to our CarMax keys of the game, where they get to the glass, and again, get the ball out and go was another thing we talked about in the pregame show. Warriors have 23 fast break points to Denver's 12. But there's something about the Nuggets that they just have that one of those intangible things, and that's one of the reasons why they're 38-20 on the season. They had a victory over Portland the other night on the road. Kind of a similar situation. They beat the Blazers by one. It was their 12th win after trailing entering the fourth quarter. That's an NBA high. 12 wins by Denver entering the fourth quarter. And if it gets to be a tight game, well, they're used to that. Games less than 10 points, they're 15-11. That means almost half of their games have been decided by less than 10 points. Let's see what happens here in the fourth. Tim Roy topside with you in the first game with fans here at Chase Center. 409 days between fans in this building. It's great to see people here. Looney to Wiggins to start the sequence over to Poole. It's the elevator play at Poole. Misfires on the triple up tap as Toscano Anderson and Looney close the door, setting the screen. Oubre Jr. is out there to round out the five for Steve Kerr. Jamichael Green with Rivers, Millsap, Harrison, and Porter. Harrison, left hand handle, dribbled it away, batted it off of Porter, deflected ahead by Oubre Jr. He's got a breakaway handoff, Juan. Then Toscano Anderson finishes with a flush. 88-74. Might have not been the play to throw the ball backwards, but it worked out. Harrison to Millsap. Largest lead of the night for the Warriors is right now, led by 16 in their last meeting with Denver here at Chase. Porter mishandles his drive. Lost the ball. Gets it back off a deflection and just shoots a 15-footer. Never had a chance. Rebound loose, and it's Toscano. Anderson runs in. He's flattened by Looney. Looney loses the ball out of bounds, and Juan goes down again. Went down in Boston. My goodness. I'm sure right now, about now, he's thinking, if I wanted this, I would have played football. Well, if you don't think Kevon Looney's got a little toughness, ask Toscano Anderson. He just took a shoulder to the chops. Juan's going to come out, and they need to check him. Obviously, he's right out of the concussion protocol, so they'll take him back to the locker room. They have to do that. And coming in now, Mulder. 88-74, Denver with the ball. Porter, guarded by Looney. Dribble drive. Penetration out to Jamichael Green for a three, and he knocked it down in front of the Warrior bench. Despite, I'm sure, the friendly chatter from Alan Smilagic there. Oubre Jr. Half court set. Warriors up 11. Mulder curls off a pick. Nothing happening. Oubre Jr. still dribbling. Feeds Poole in traffic. Bad pass. And it deflected away. Porter Jr. leads a break. It is a 4-on-3. Takes the three. No good. Long rebound. Wrestled down by Looney. Poole never got back on defense. He wanted a foul call. Wiggins. Crossover. Explosion down the lane to the rim, and he laid it in. Wiggins attacking the glass, has 19, 7 of 13 shooting. 90-77 Warriors. Harrison changes direction. Right sideline to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Millsap. Pump fake. Puts it on the deck. Spins. Goes up. Blocked by Wiggins. Another block. Oubre Jr. had the ball. Lost it to Jamichael Green. He misfires from three. Looney clears the rebound to Poole. Down the right sideline he goes. Lob inside. Oubre Jr. ghosting down the baseline. Turns and lays it in. The Warriors lead by 15. And Michael Malone wants a timeout. 92-77 Warriors. We'll take the break of the 95-7 The Game. Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
You still have to focus on the process. You know, you can't just live and die with every result. You have to notice what's happening in between. And we are still in good shape. And you know, as of now, we're in the play-in tournament, and we still have a chance to move up with a schedule that helps us in many ways, just because we've got a lot of home games and we play some of the teams that we're battling against.
Denver is not one of those teams, but the Warriors are playing them well right now. They're up 92-77. That was head coach Steve Kerr, obviously. 9:41 to go. Warriors with 31 assists, and when they've gotten to 30 this year, they're 17-3. Denver with the ball. Harrison has it through a series of screens. Rivers, topside, to Porter. Back over to Rivers. Drives, goes up on a floater. It's on the way. It's up and good. Not sure what Jordan Poole saw there. He tried to take a little bit of a charge on that drive. Oubre Jr. flipped it to Poole, now to Wiggins. Looney comes up, sets the wing screen. Wiggins gets Millsap. Now the screen reset. No advantage. Ball goes to the corner. Oubre Jr. Shot clock at 7. Poole waiting. Drives. Throws it over to the wing. There's Mulder. He's open, and the three ball doesn't go. Rebound to Harrison. Harrison to the timeline. Once and finds Rivers off a screen, who in turn locates Millsap on the right wing. Hand off to Porter Jr. Takes the three, knocked it down. He is the big-time threat that Denver has on the floor right now. If the Nuggets need a hoop, they're going to get the ball to Porter. Wiggins to Oubre Jr. Hand off to Poole, now to Wiggins. Off the screen, Wiggins finds Poole. Darts down the lane, stumbles. Pass to Oubre Jr., but a foul first. Boy, Poole has done that a couple of times tonight, where he gets the ball, turns, and really accelerates. Gets it into a high gear quickly. And that can be a beneficial move for him in the future. Wiggins will throw the ball in right in front of the coaching staff of the Denver Nuggets. which includes a couple of former Warrior assistant coaches. Oubre Jr. catches, hands it back to Wiggins, who comes over to get the ball. Now he lost his handle. Bounce pass to Looney to Oubre Jr. Takes a three with five on the clock. No good. Rebound Millsap. Goes behind the back quickly. Good handles for the veteran. Down the right wing he goes. Drives an Oubre Jr. who slapped it out of the way. Tipped it off of Millsap. It's out of bounds and the Warriors get it. Oubre Jr. with a brilliant play. It's a risk-reward play. If you don't get it, Millsap's going down the baseline and headed to score. 92-82 Warriors, 8-10 to go. Curry on the bench, towel over his head as he likes to do. Wiggins to the timeline, between the circles, feeds Looney back to the basket. Poole trying to get free, takes it to the right wing. Poole. Between the legs, crossover, can't get free of Harrison. Rubs him off on a screen, drives by Millsap, who pins the shot on the glass and the loose ball to Rivers. Rivers down the right wing, throws now to Porter. Porter, double clutch, launches and buries a three. Timeout. Poole had it blocked. He thought it was goaltender, but it wasn't close. And the transition was not good. Steve Kerr didn't like it. We'll take the break. 8-0 Denver run. It's 92-85. We'll take the timeout on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Here at Chase Center, our engineer Mike Krupicka, network coordinator Sterling Bennett, statistician to the Stars Alan Brown. Our producer tonight, James Kincaid, is here. He's on the top rope. Marcus Huffman is our technical director. Kevin Dana is our, how do we say this, NBA correspondent, G League expert, and friend of Warriors Radio, the Skyview Network distribution guy is Mitch, don't call me Jim Otto. Juan Toscano Anderson back on the floor. Actually worked with Mitch Otto back in the late 80s, early 90s in Phoenix, Arizona at KTAR. Toscano Anderson back on the floor, got a nice hand for the crowd. He passes to Wiggins. Wiggins low left. Wiggins waits, spins, stops, fades, fires short. Good defense by Porter. Wiggins, Poole, JTA, Oubre, and Draymond. 7:18 to go. Warriors 92, Denver 85. Chest pass, Jermichael Green gets it from Capazzo. Capazzo bumping with Poole and a foul on Poole. Capazzo is an accident waiting to happen. And he creates the foul on Poole. He will not be voted a favorite Warrior opponent. I can guarantee you that, if there is such a thing. Millsap with the ball on the far side after the inbounds by Capazzo. Gets it back to Capazzo. Top side, dribble drive, waits, backs up, shoots a contested three, missed it, rebound loose. Wiggins, acrobatic, took it away from Millsap. He was kind of at a weird angle, contorted that time. 6:47 to go, takes it right side, and a foul on Austin Rivers for the handshake. And Curry to come back in, Jokic to come back in, MVP or MVP, take your pick. 6:47, our time remaining. Warriors still leading by 7. Wiggins will get a well-deserved rest. 19 points and 7 rebounds. Draymond Green from Curry. Swings the ball to JTA. Poole hit the deck. Collision. There's Capazzo in that neighborhood. Draymond Green with it. Picks it up by JTA. He'll fire away. Three ball. Good. Juan Toscano Anderson. The games he played on the road trip, he was 12 for 17. 95-85. Jokic working on Draymond. Picks up the dribble. Looks for Capazzo. Denied by Poole. Finds Porter. Porter in traffic, doubled. Capazzo gets it. Skipped across court. Jermichael Green. Pump fake. JTA high in the air. Takes the three. No good. Loose rebound. Draymond. Boy, Juan Toscano Anderson just giving full out effort again. Curry off a screen. Left side. Ball knocked away. Gets it. Gets bumped. Gets bumped again. Off balance. Shot on the rim. No. And Capazzo picks up the foul. It's going to be his third. Curry will shoot two. A Twitter question, where and how are you listening, as well as what do you miss most about coming out to games? Dwayne says one of his favorite things about going to the game is not having to sync the radio broadcast to the television broadcast, which is always good. And if you show up here at Chase Center, 87.9 FM in the arena. You can also listen on the app. But 87.9 FM in the arena. Bring your earbuds. Curry's free throw. First one good. Second one out of the way. It's good. He's got 21 points. After a tough start because looked like equipment problems with his ankle brace. Capazzo baseline in the front court. Off a screen. Lobbed it to Jokic. Low right. Puts his backside into Draymond. Spins to the baseline. Tough shot. Oh, my goodness. Turning left shoulder. That was unstoppable. 97-87. Jokic with a bucket. He's got 17. Draymond Green up top. Dribbles on Jokic. Looking for someone to pass to. It's Curry. Curry for three. Left wing. Pogo's into a triple and knocked it down. The Warriors have hit the century mark with 5:23 to go. 100-87. Capazzo splits traffic. Throws to Gordon. Doesn't want to shoot it. Bounce pass to Porter. Porter grabbed it. Step back. Back to Gordon. He'll shoot it this time. Above the break. Nothing there. Ball tipped and JTA comes out with it. Throws ahead to Poole's ahead of the field and he dunked it. Timeout. 102-87. Michael Malone not happy with their defensive transition. 50-point Warriors lead. And listen to the crowd. We've got fans here at Chase. 7-2 push for the Warriors. 5:05 to go. And we'll keep it here for the moment. Warriors leading Denver. Now, Denver's a team that you got to keep an eye on for the postseason. Obviously, without Jamal Murray, it's going to be tough for them. Murray's an explosive player. Gives them that second option alongside Nikola Jokic, who knows they have to fight to get the highest possible seed in the very difficult Western Conference.
It's going to be tough, you know. The West is really, really tough, and all teams are playing well. So I think those eight teams, everybody is really not easy to beat. So I think it's going to be really interesting. But having the home court advantage, it's going to help us.
Well, certainly a home court advantage in Denver is a big deal because you're playing at altitude. And even in a playoff series, you do have more time to get used to because you're there for a few days. It's still a home court advantage. There's a reason why Denver's always been great at home historically as a franchise. And you can hear it now. The Let's Go Warriors chant echoing through Chase. I know we've had elements of that so far this year. It sounds so much sweeter tonight. Dozier to bring the ball up. Denver attacking the basket to our right. Jokic fires. Misses a three. Curry defensive rebound. 102-87. Not sure if that's what they wanted coming out of the timeout. Curry down the near side. Exchanges with Oubre Jr. Bounce pass to the cutting. Oubre Jr. fadeaway from four short. Rebound to Gordon. A good look. Just couldn't get enough on it. Gordon at midcourt. Gives it up. Dozier penetrates over. Pump fake by Porter. Takes the jumper. Boy, he has just gotten that move down big time. Knocks another three down. It's 102-90. Warriors Porter Jr. with 26. Curry crossover to the hash mark. Double finds Draymond. Over to JTA. He'll take a three and does not get it right back. Rebound loose. Thrown ahead to Jokic. Jokic stutter steps to the dribble. Penetrates and shoots on the go playfully with a banker. Slapped it off the glass. Slapped it out of bounds. Last touch by Oubre Jr. 4:09 our time remaining. Pretty sure Jokic threw that up there thinking, I'm going to go get that offensive rebound. Warriors up 12. Wiggins back in for Golden State. Jokic catches the lob from Capazzo. Topside waits for someone to pop out. It's Gordon. Porter Jr. inside, guarded by Curry. Capazzo feeds Jokic. Stripped by Curry. Whistle and a foul. Zach Zarba. Since Curry got him on the arm, Jokic will head to the stripe. So now the free throw by Jokic is good. Draymond Green, a rebound, assist, double-double. 17 assists, 11 rebounds. Jokic hits two. Denver not rolling over here. 15-point lead is now 10. Curry runs Campazzo through a screen. Curry gets triple team. Now double team. Stops, passes to Oubre Jr. Up top to Wiggins. Down to Draymond. Back to Curry. He relocates for a three. It's good! Curry never stops working. Always on the move. Couple of miles a night. Gordon between the circles to Porter. Guarded by Draymond. Locked up, throws to Jokic. He'll turn, pass inside. Gordon over the head with a reverse dunk. 105-94. 3 minutes and 19 seconds left. Curry runs Campazzo through a screen. Campazzo got tied up with Wiggins. Curry driving on Porter, stops. Porter runs over the back of him, and that's a foul.
It's a foul on number one, Michael Porter Jr. That's his first
fourth team foul on Denver. Curry lobs it into Wiggins, gets it back. Straightens with Campazzo on his left hip, takes the three, goes up, got fouled, it's good! He's got a chance for a four-point play! You know Curry wanted that one. You know he wanted that one. And Campazzo's been bumping into him all night. Curry took the shot. Campazzo was right in his landing area. Curry made sure of it. He stepped back. Oh, it's a two, actually. It is a two. They gave it a three, but they're going to challenge it, and it's going to be a successful challenge. And listen to this. Timeout for Denver. Curry getting the serenade of MVP here at Chase Center. It will be a two, but he'll have a chance to make it a three-point play. Zach Zarba makes the announcement, and so they will take a look at it back at the lair of Jason Phillips. Bunker deep in the woods in New Jersey at an undisclosed location. Tom Washington, James Capers, and Brandon Adair are all handling the replays tonight. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. A game that the Warriors are keeping an eye on. 10 seconds to go. 10.4 to be precise. The Grizzlies, Memphis, who the head of San Antonio and the Warriors, they lead Portland 126-125. So I guess the question, if you're a Warrior fan, is it Dame time? You got to do a little scoreboard watching from here on out. Nine of the last 13 at home. The Wizards have won again. They've won seven in a row. Brooklyn beat Boston. Boston continues to ride the roller coaster. They have a great win, then they lose to Chicago. They come back, great win over Phoenix, and they lose the next night in Brooklyn. Miami lost. Atlanta won. So they're, what, a half game ahead of, or are they tied now with New York? I think they're tied with New York. For Curry, another 20-point half, 29. Here's Zach Zarba. Yeah, it's a two-point shot. Call and a review brought to you by Ring Central, official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central, message, video, phone together. So Curry will have a chance to make it a three-point play. He does. 108-94, and guess what? After that start for him tonight, kind of a nightmare start. He couldn't get it right with the left foot. He's now got 30. Gordon in the half court, set double team. Stripped by JTA, loose ball. It's Gordon hitting the deck along with Draymond. They'll be tied up for a jump ball. Good hustle by both guys there on the play. They're jumping in the circle to our right. As usual, we have the people looking around, deciding where to go. Zach Zarba says, let's go. Throws the ball up. Draymond tipped it back. JTA had it. Knocked out of bounds by P.J. Dozier. It's out of bounds to Golden State. 2:50 left, 108-94. Warriors lead by 14. Wiggins to walk it up. Golden State is smart. They'll run some clock on this possession and next the ensuing two possessions to get the clock below 2 minutes. Capazzo continues to try to manhandle Curry. Tried to reroute him with a hip check. And he picks up the foul. And that's going to put Curry on the free throw line with 2:40 to go. Sometimes I wonder why guards do that. It just makes him mad, you know? The last two games, he's tried to play Curry the same. Well, I give him credit. He's trying to play. He's working hard. He's giving you effort. He's doing as much as he can. But sometimes it's best to let the bear sleep. Curry hits both free throws. 110 to 94. Curry 6 of 6 from the line tonight. Denver with the ball. 2.5 left. Capazzo downstairs, Jokic flipped it, no good, tipped away by Draymond. Boy, Jokic going to see that one back, he's not happy. That had 2 points written all over. Wiggins crosses midcourt, feeds over to JTA. Draymond, Curry comes to the sideline, back cut by Oubre Jr., goes up and scores. He caught Porter Jr. looking the other way, laid it in. Timeout Denver, 112 to 94. And the Warriors lead by 18. Draymond has tied his career high with his 19th assist. Tonight, a good night to look at guys like Mulder, Toscano Anderson, Steve Kerr. His players have to stay ready. But you never know when your number is going to be called.
This stuff isn't fair. It's just, we go through the season trying to find combinations and rotations. And throughout all of that, some guys are going to be on the outside looking in. And it's their job to stay ready and be prepared for when the ball comes back their way.
112-94, 208 to go. Warriors leading. And I thought tonight, Juan played well. He had to go back. He is a real plus-minus phenom. In a total of 23 minutes tonight, JTA is a plus 26. Oubre Jr. off the bench, which he feels he's earned the right to start. And yes, I think he's a starter in this league. But boy, how good is your team if he's coming off the bench for you all the time, giving you that kind of production? 23 points in 32 minutes, 9 of 16, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, plus 19. So Mulder is checked in, and Denver has emptied their bench. 112-94. Ball comes up top. Bol Bol, the son of Manute Bol, is on the floor for the first time. Dribble drive down the lane. Harrison missed it. Smilagic gets the rebound. Has to fight through traffic there and then gets it over to JTA. Nico Mannion on the floor. Mannion bounce pass to JTA. Final 96 seconds. Mulder dribble drive and another dunk. Mulder has had more dunks in the last couple weeks than he's had last year and this year with the Warriors. Ball on the far side. Now long jumper. It's up and no good that time for Warriors with 10 dunks tonight. JTA with a rebound. Rucko Chonkar with the jumper. Mannion's pass goes over the corner. JTA is there for three. It's up and good. So it's 116-94. Michael Malone has emptied the bench. Marcus Howard, where's the double zero? Throws it back up top. Former Arizona Wildcat. Zeke Nagy with it. Warriors get it back with 48 seconds to go. Mannion down the near wing. Entry pass, Smiljagić with Bol Bol on his back. Pass to the cutting Payton, and Payton goes in and lays it in. Bol Bol in the backcourt avoids Mannion, dribbles to midcourt, goes behind the back. Now makes a move on Smiljagić, who ripped it away with a steal. Payton with it. Final 33 seconds. Shoveled over to Mulder. Mulder will wait and wants to get it back out to JTA. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Lost the ball. Bol Bol picked it up again. 24 seconds left. Bol Bol wants to run. Stops. Looks. Finds Howard. Long left wing three is up and good by Marcus Howard, an undrafted rookie out of Marquette. Same school that produced Juan Toscano-Anderson. Mannion will dribble the clock out. Final 9 seconds. Warriors with a stirring victory to start this homestand. Both teams undermanned tonight. Warriors get the 118-97 win. Howard and JTA with hugs. And the Warriors get the win. Denver falls to 38-21. Warriors go to 30-30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.